Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am sitting here with the star of Breaking Murphy's Law, Mike Hoffman. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself, Dave?
I am doing great, and I was really happy. Yesterday's show was fantastic. What a great author you had on yesterday.
Oh, Chris McChesney.
Fantastic. And the book, The Four Disciplines of?
Execution.
Yes.
And it's a product of the Franklin Covey Group. And if anyone's ever heard of Stephen Covey, he's a famous author, and this is one of his legacies that he's left behind is the Franklin Covey Group, and the work continues.
It was very, very good, a best-selling book, and we'll have him on again. But if you own a business, you definitely want to hear that show again at BreakRadioShow.com. Go to archives, go to Breaking Murphy's Law and yesterday's date. You will then hear that great show loaded with great advice. I took a lot of notes.
Ah, you did. I saw that.
Yeah.
Boy. Well, I didn't because I'm going to listen to the recording.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the smart way to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Mike, Service Master by Disaster Professionals, you never know when you need someone if there's a flood happening and it's in your house versus outside your house. They better know your number.
That's right. And for any emergency at your home or business, you can call us.
Yeah, which is 602.
431-2222.
I love that phone number. Ah. We're going to ask your great guests about this phone number in a second, but it sounds like a choo-choo train. 2222.
You've said that before.
I know.
Yeah, so we have to work that angle somehow.
Hey, we're going to have Tom do like a little noise effect when we give out the phone number. Tom, you have something on that? All right, so the next time. All right, so Mike, you got before we introduce your guests, why don't we do your monologue? I love your monologue.
Okay.
It's like Johnny Carson. Remember the old days of Johnny Carson?
Something like that. Mine's not as funny.
But it's good. It's profound. It's insightful.
Not on purpose. Not on purpose.
But it's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be motivational, inspirational, really so people know they could follow the path of awareness and success.
Yes.
All right.
So you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so again, this is Breaking Murphy's Law. And what is Murphy's Law? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So anyway, the point of our show, Breaking Murphy's Law, is to help you to minimize the impact of Murphy's Law in your lives and businesses. We want you to defeat Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law defeats you. We want to help you break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks you. We want to give people advice, inspiration, and tools that will help them in life and business. Really, we want to help you and give you ideas that will help you to achieve your own personal potential. So, here we go. Now, which is true for you? We've always done it that way. Why are we struggling? Look at how things have changed. What's next? How can I be like Wayne Gretzky and skate to where the puck is going to be? And how can I find the right people to surround myself with so that I can achieve my own personal potential? In the words of Coach John Wooden, I love the quote, John Wooden, success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing you made the effort to become the best that you are capable. Note, the winningest, most successful coach never told his players that they had to go out there and win. He never talked about winning at all, but he did tell them they had to go out there and give their best. Well, the purpose of this show is to help you to do your best, and especially don't let Murphy's Law stand in the way of giving your best. So, please note that if you really want to reach your own personal potential, to give your own personal best, if you will, you need to face discomfort. You need to face pain. You need to get out of your comfort zone and face the unknown. If you have the right beliefs, if you have the right thoughts, if you take appropriate action, you can do your best and strive to get the results that you are looking for and reach your own personal potential. But please note, yes, you will face pain, but listen to Lance Armstrong. Pain is temporary. It may last a minute, or an hour, or a day, or a year, but eventually it will subside and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it lasts forever. So John Wooden is known for his pyramid of success. The pyramid consists of 15 building blocks with 5 at the bottom, 4 above those, 3 above the 4, etc. The 3 most important are the 2 at the bottom corners of the base and the 1 at the top. The 1 at the bottom left corner is labeled industriousness, along with the quote, success travels in the company of very hard work. There is no trick, no easy way. The one in the bottom right corner is labeled enthusiasm. Your energy and enjoyment, drive, and dedication will stimulate and greatly inspire others. Finally, the top building block is competitive greatness. Perform at your best when your best is required. Your best is required each day. Now let me ask you, do you give your best? Can you say today that you are a better person today than you were yesterday? Well, in the words of Jim Rohn, the success philosopher and mentor of Tony Robbins, don't join an easy crowd. Join a successful crowd where the expectations are high and the payoff is great. Achieving your goals and success in your life means you have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone. What a paradox. Worthwhile accomplishments require facing discomfort and pain, so it makes it even more important to have the support of the right people. So how can you find those people who are like-minded, who have positive energy and abundant enthusiasm? So let me throw out some suggestions. First, set a goal in your mind, and even better on paper, that you want to find the right people in your life. The important thing is to be clear about what you want, believe that you can attain it, and be willing to work to achieve it. As Napoleon Hill says in Think and Grow Rich, whoa, okay. You must have a burning desire. The founder of Service Master, Marion Wade, did just this by praying consistently that God bring the right people to his life and his business. Now, next, look for ways to help others and get what they want. Well, look at for ways to help others get what they want, and what you will want will come to you. Your beliefs shape your thoughts. Your thoughts translate into action, and the actions produce results. So as you continue with your actions with consistency over time, you'll reach your end goal. Then you will be ready for the next big thing. The greatest corporations owe their success to getting the right people. Winning teams in any sport get the best people and do the best job of player development. At General Electric, Jack Welch had the philosophy that the head of HR was the most important person in the company along with the CFO. People are not the most important asset, the right people are. Getting the right people around you is never a never-ending process. If this is true for successful corporations headed by the most talented graduates of the most prestigious universities, and if it is true for winning college and professional sports teams, you have to believe it is true for you and me. Now let's get on with our show.
Nicely said. It reminded me also of Zig Ziglar, where he said, help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. A great motivational speaker, as well as a great author, too.
Right, yeah, and a pretty good salesperson.
Yes, mm-hmm. He was known as the salesperson. So, very nice. Great monologue.
Well, thank you, Dave.
All right, and now, on with the show, like you said, and introduce your guests. You have two. Well, one, and one that works for you.
Oh, well, we got two guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got our guest star, Mr. Dennis Dowling, a State Farm insurance agent. And we can't wait to hear from Dennis and hear what he has to say. And also we've got Ann Husky, our customer service rep and marketer for Service Master by Disaster Professionals. And we're going to have to put a muzzle on her because she just does not stop talking.
Well, Dennis and Ann, welcome to Breakthrough Thinking, Breaking Murphy's Law. This is great.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Okay, so why don't we start off, how about a little background, Dennis, on, you know, how long you've been with State Farm a little bit about your agency. And let's start there background.
Well, I grew up in Cleveland in an Irish Catholic family. I have four brothers and a sister, and and I came to Arizona State in 66.
Wow.
And after graduating here, I came to love Arizona and realized that it was a great place to start a business and get into business. And I was lucky enough to get with State Farm in 77, which is 35 years ago. And they gave me an opportunity, and I ran with it. And I've been lucky to have some great customers and some great staff along the way that have helped me build my business.
So 66 in Arizona. Boy, if you back then, I didn't move here till 94, but back in 66, I don't think there was a Bell Road, or maybe a Bell Road, but there's nothing there, right?
Phoenix was 7th Street to 7th Avenue.
That's what
no
I thought.
No way. Wow.
And I was living in Tempe during that time for 4 years.
Wow. So it's grown dramatically. Do you like the growth, or are you like the...
Yes. You know, when I was a sophomore at ASU, I had an opportunity to get a pilot's license and fly, and there was 60 miles visibility.
Oh.
Well, now you're lucky to have, you know, 10 miles visibility. So the growth is good, but we're paying for it along the way.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, there's always good news and bad news, or there's always the other flip side of the coin. Now, so 77, State Farm. Now, when did you realize you wanted to become like an insurance agent?
I had several sales jobs right out of college, and I realized that having your own business was the only way to go. So I was a drug rep for 4 years. I sold in the eye medication field, and my brother was a State Farm agent in Utah, and he said, you know, you ought to really take a look at State Farm. So I did, and it made a lot of sense to me.
You know, I like what you said. Having your own business is the only way to go. I always thought that, too. You know, in the old days, you know, people would start at, you know, out of college or high school, whatever, and they would retire at 65, get a gold watch, and that's it. But these days are different. With downsizing and right-sizing, you know, you might be there a year, 3 years, then you're out, you know, either by your own choice or not. And I always said the most secure job is being in your own business, where most people think, or they used to think, that the most secure job was working for someone. I think it's being in your own business because you have more control of your destiny. Talk about that a little.
Well, you know, Mike touched on something dear to me is you've got to risk something to get somewhere. And you got to have to get your nose bloody a few times and pick yourself back up and figure out what it is, what steps do I need to take to make this work. And once you start seeing some success, then you're willing to continue taking the risks that are necessary to overcome setbacks and take care of people's needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we kind of touched on that yesterday because, you know, I hate to say that, you know, you have to face discomfort and pain to get what you want. And the author we had yesterday, they came up with a methodology for, having effective execution toward reaching what you want. And they've been able to inject some fun into the process by doing that. But even though, and, you know, part of having the fun is knowing that you're winning. If you feel like you're playing a game and you're winning the game, but you want to feel like you're winning, but first you got to feel like you can win. But then the other thing is, but you still have to go through a period of, you know, of just the discomfort of kind of choosing what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And a lot of that, you know, it's like experience. I learned my experience helps me avoid mistakes. I got my experience from mistakes. And you got to go through some of that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that totally makes sense. And I think, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with our guest, Dennis Dowling, and we have Ann Husky in the studio, who works for you, Michael.
No, that's right.
And this is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman, service mastered by disaster professionals. We'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwalk for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the Suwalk because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the first, it is the first Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
From 2 to 3 of every month, it is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Kaufman, owner of ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. A great, great person to know because, well, you never know.
Yeah, you never
Murphy's
know.
Law will happen.
Right.
The
right.
flood, the fires. I mean, it happens and it's not a very happy time, but it is good to know someone that can take care of it right away.
Right.
And that's 602-431.
2222.
You got the choo-choo train. And we forgot to have Tommy do that. And he's looking it up right now. All right. Okay, that must be some attempt of a choo-choo train, I think. Oh, I guess it is.
Choo-choo train.
Okay, that was a choo-choo train.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was okay. Tommy, find another one. Okay, now, so Dennis, you on the break?
Wait, Ann, go and straighten Tommy out over there.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Well, Ann, did you like that rendition of something?
Sure.
Yeah, it was.
That means no.
There's got to be a better train.
Yeah, there's got to be a rock and roll song or something that has like no Johnny Cash. He has a train song, right?
Yeah, but
yes.
Which one? How does that go, Ann?
I don't know exactly.
Oh, come on. I want you to sing it.
Good try.
Okay. It was a good try, wasn't it? Okay. Yeah, maybe Johnny Cash. Oh, yeah, I hear that train coming or something like that.
Yeah. Come on, Ann.
Rolling down the track.
Yeah. Dennis can be Johnny Cash, and you can be June Carter.
Yeah.
That's okay. No singing.
I think that's a great idea. Okay. So anyway, on the break, Dennis, we were talking about someone that's out of print, an author, Adele Shelley?
Scheel.
Mm-hmm. And It was a great book. Why don't you describe that and how you applied it? I think a lot of business owners should take note of this.
Well, it was all about risk-taking. And to summarize briefly, if you were standing on the street corner and asked every person coming by, you don't want to buy insurance, do you? Someone would buy it. So your success rate might be you ask 100 people and 3 people might do it. So then you start saying, you change it. And you change it so that you figure out that there's a better way to. So you take risks and you take chances to see what will work the best. And you develop a ratio. And then eventually you're in business.
Right. And, there's an element of decisiveness to that. Real leaders, good leaders, they make decisions and run with them. I mean, you don't make a decision, you're sure, and take action, nothing's going to happen. So it's better to exercise your decision-making muscles and make decisions and try things and keep moving forward. Otherwise, you're not going to go anywhere.
You know what I call that?
What do you call that?
DNA.
Oh.
Think about it. DNA. What does that stand for? DNA. Who wants a guess? Anybody? D&A.
No. I have no idea.
Decision and action.
Oh,
yes.
DNA. Okay.
How do you like that?
Yeah,
do studies. The greatest executives make the most decisions and very quickly. They just go through a lot, and mm-hmm. partly because they're probably they can think quick and they have some good intuition to them and they make few mistakes, but that's something to think about. Is mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, Dennis, and you're let's open for everyone to answer this, but we'll start with Dennis. As an owner, or you've seen other owners and other people, how many times do you see just the average person agonize over a decision, and it might be days and days and eating up anxiety and worry, and it's like, well, wait a minute, what's so anxious about this? And there's a lot of other psychological issues going on, but have you ever seen that?
I don't see that very often.
Good for you.
Of person
is not in your realm.
Not really.
Nicely said.
Well, I think
not
you're
really in my realm. Uh-huh. So you either decide and you make a mistake, or it succeeds.
Yeah.
But you don't dwell on, you don't agonize over it, or you'll never get off first base.
Yeah, and a lack of a decision is a decision. It could have been an opportunity someone could have taken, and they passed on it.
I define success as opportunity meeting preparation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that, and that's a definition of luck. That's what I heard, where opportunity meets preparation.
Right. Well, it just makes me think of guys like John Wooden and Vince Lombardi. They're all about preparation. So, yeah.
That is the key. John Wooden was so great at that he always said his coaching was in practice time. He rarely really coached during the games. He said if you coach enough during practice, it'll take care of itself. That's sort of cool. How would you apply that, Dennis, in your own business? How do you prepare? It's just upgrading your skill sets, making sure your employees have the tools they need and they're ready and willing to go out and execute.
I found that when I had a new employee, I'll say, if you'll write down every question that you're faced with, when you get to 100, you will be trained. We'll have the answer to every single question. And when someone asks me a question that I can't answer, I thank them because my business is about recurring events. So when I hear a new story that I've never heard before, because I think I've heard it all, I thank that person for that. I'll say, I'm going to get you an answer to that. But you just have to get in and try to help people through their needs and get the answers for them if you don't know it.
That's good advice. I've been told that too in my early days. And if someone asks you a question, you shouldn't be embarrassed not to know the answer. You should say with confidence, oh, I don't know that, but I will find out, and I'll find out now or, in the next day or whatever, because no one can really know everything.
If you guess, it can come back to bite you.
And people guess. Mm-hmm. Remember that commercial? You're going to like this. It was an insurance commercial about at least five years ago. This guy calls in, talks to his insurance agent, and said, am I insured in this particular case? And they said, yeah, don't worry about it. Of course you're insured. And he goes, now you sure I'm insured? Are you absolutely positive? And his agent said, yeah, of course I'm positive. And the third time, the customer said, really, do you really know for a fact I'm insured in this particular case? And he said, absolutely. And he said, good, because I just had that situation, and I'm in an accident. He goes, let me look it up. I'll call you back. I mean, that stuck in my mind. And, of course, it was like, you know, probably a State Farm commercial or something that the State Farm agents know their business. And they're not going to just say something on hearsay. They're going to absolutely know or say, hold on, I will look it up. Just hold on. And I thought that was a good commercial because it reflects almost every industry. It's how many times do you see people like say, oh, yeah, of course you can do this or do that. And then when the time comes, guess what? Often they can't.
Well, I've seen that at the car dealership.
Yeah, that's but, right.
But in other places too. But
yeah.
You know, every insurance agent and all his licensed staff are ready and willing and able to do a review. It's 5 minutes face-to-face. And that's what I'd recommend everybody do is get with your insurance agent, find out what's covered and what's not covered, and give us some examples because no one wants to hear, you know, that's an exclusion in your policy. So ask the questions, what does my car policy cover? What does my home policy cover? And what doesn't it cover?
That's very important, Mike.
Yeah, and I imagine that people want to do that at intervals throughout their lifetime and career, right?
Well, unfortunately, I've invited many people to my office for review, and nobody has the time. So insurance agents would like to do a lot more reviews than they're actually doing.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what kind of exclusions do you see people get bit by?
Well, in your field,
flood.
We'll call it water escape.
Okay.
Flood is rising waters. Water escape is out of an appliance down on the ground. They're not the same thing. Flood water coming up your front sidewalk and coming into your house is flood. And if you don't have flood insurance, that's not covered. If your john overflows, your toilet overflows, that's water escape. That is covered.
Hmm. Interesting. So there's a big difference.
So I recently had a water appliance break in my lower house while I was away, and it caused a lot of damage. And after it was all over, I installed a water turnoff valve on the side of my house. So when I leave for more than a day, I shut that off.
That's a great idea.
And it's inside your water sprinkler system, so your yard still gets watered. But no water, and if you forget, when you flush the toilet, nothing will happen.
Hmm.
And you'll remember to go back out and turn it on the side of your house.
So how does that work? So you buy, what's it called, the water turnoff
valve? Water turnoff valve.
And you buy it, like, at a Home Depot or
A plumber can install it for about $175. It's a great investment.
So, and that's what you'd recommend? So
I would recommend that, yes.
And then if you're gone for more than a day, just shut it off.
Right.
And there's no water except the front yard or backyard.
Right. There's no, a washing machine hose won't have any pressure on it. A toilet won't have any pressure. So if something started to leak, it would just sit there in a puddle of water. There would be no supply to continue the leak.
That is, Mike, what do you think?
Well, nice, simple solution.
I like that.
I have that on my condo.
Do you really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you every time you leave, you just shut it off?
You can shut it off and leave your sprinklers on still at the same time.
That is very cool.
We don't shut it off every morning, but, you know, if we're going to be gone for more than 24 hours, I shut it off.
Right.
That's a great idea. And there's no downside, no harm in shutting it on, turning it off, and so on. I like that. Tommy, have you ever heard of that? Oh, you have? Oh, okay. So you got a better choo-choo train song now? Okay. So let's try that. Let's do a quick break. But as we do this, why don't we give out Mike's number so we can hear the new train song? And here we go. Mike, what's your phone number?
602-431-1000. 2222.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around.
All right, and when we come back, I like that. We'll continue our discussion and some really good insights today, and we'll be right back.
Well, maybe that should be the theme song.
I do like that on Monday.
At Beer and Bomb and Speen PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Speen works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwalk for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the zoo walk because I like to walk around with my family and to see animals. It is a lot of fun.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
All right.
But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
And welcome back again. Yes, this is not Breakthrough Thinking. It is new Top 40. Not really. Anyway, Breaking Murphy's Law, Mike Hoffman. I love Johnny Cash.
Well, wasn't that song called The Theme of Breaking Murphy's Law?
Oh, yeah.
By Johnny Cash?
Was it?
Yeah, the train keeps rolling. They just can't stop.
Oh, Murphy's yeah, that's Law. Right.
Oh, yes, you can.
Did you say Walk the Line, the movie?
No, I did not say that.
You didn't see it?
Oh, I see it. I thought you said, did I say it?
Oh, no, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Okay, what a great movie. Let's have Ann and Dennis chime in on this. I think both actors and actresses should have won Best Actor, Actress of the Year. Reese Witherspoon won for Best Actress.
Good.
Phenomenal, mm-hmm. But Joaquin Phoenix clearly should have won, too. I'm not happy about that.
Joaquin Phoenix in what role?
In Johnny Cash, Walk the Line. Fantastic,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was very good. Mm-hmm.
They were both fantastic. That was really good. And then eventually she died, and then I guess he died a broken heart 3 months later.
He's in a new movie called The Master.
Did you see that?
I did.
How was that?
He and Seymour Hoffman did a great job acting. I didn't care for the theme of the movie, but they were good. They did their roles well.
Both of them very, very excellent.
So was it entertaining?
No.
Not to me.
No. Okay.
And this is movie review every Tuesday.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We're going to have a movie review. I did announce that we're expanding 5 days a week. We're going to have a radio magazine every Thursday, 2 to 4. Part of it will be movie review.
Wow, cool.
Yay,
cool.
I get to see a lot of movies.
Hmm.
That's going to be fun. Okay, so Michael, back to you. You wanted to talk about some personal stories or...
Yeah. Well, I was hoping that Dennis could tell us about some situations where, you know, A, he felt really good about being an insurance agent and really helping people with, you know, with any kind of, feeling like having their insurance policy was the right thing to do.
Well, one time a really good client of mine called to have his car towed after his engine caught on fire. And all he was calling about was getting the tow bill covered, which was a couple hundred dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, what about the engine fire? That's covered under comprehensive. And he goes, you're kidding. So we were able to, you know, buy him a new engine or get him a new car because I uncovered that there was a coverage he wasn't aware of.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we do in our agency is we try to let people know what the policy covers because it's a boring contract to read.
Right. Well, no one reads it. But
put it in your nightstand if you're having trouble falling asleep and start reading it.
But what, he just thought that his coverage covered collision only?
All he wanted was to cover the tow bill.
Right.
And I said, well, what happened? And he said, my engine caught fire. And I said, well, that's a comprehensive loss.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did we pay his tow bill, but we paid for the fixing of his engine. And he's still with me today, that client.
Wow, boy.
Those things make a huge difference when you give that extra help or you just have such knowledge that you know exactly, you know, what people have in their insurance policies. And talk a little bit about insurance review. You started to talk about that a little bit, and it's just not for – well, I mean, everyone should do it, but isn't it good to have a second opinion maybe from a different insurance person just to go out and, you know, someone like yourself that's very knowledgeable?
Well, I'd be happy to conduct a review, show you what your policy covers. I have two licensed staff, Judy and Terry, in my office, and they'd be happy to sit with you and give you a quote and sort of compare coverages. Sometimes it's good for that, but I would recommend you sit down with your own agent and spend 10 minutes face-to-face. Look them in the eye and say, what do I have and what don't I have? And I would say, are there any new endorsements that are pretty inexpensive that I would be interested in finding out about? Because we're changing things all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
That totally makes sense. And that really, would you say that's what makes you different than other insurance people? You're willing to go that extra effort, that mile, you're available, accessible. Are
sure.
those some of the things?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have a 1-800 number that you call after hours. And if you call my number after hours, you get my one of the options is my cell phone, because when you call me after hours, that's job security.
Yeah, see, that is very cool. That's a great attitude. And your number, 602-996-8811?
Right.
I like that number, 996-8811.
And now we know you can call it 24 hours a day, 7
and
days a week.
And get the cell
Boy,
phone.
Hey, all right.
When they call my number, it is my cell phone. So, then I give them my landline.
Okay.
No, not really. I don't.
No, you get a voicemail.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dave's not home. Dave's not here, yes. But I think accessibility, especially this day and age, I mean, that really shows superior customer service.
You know, last year I received about 20 calls, which isn't very many. And many times it's a car dealer saying, I don't have my wallet card. And the car dealer doesn't want to let the person off the lot because the deal may go south. So I have a computer. I just fax the guy a binder.
Wow.
And we're done with it. And then I say, call me on Monday and give me the particulars of the car.
I bet you love people. That's my conclusion.
what else do we have?
No, right? I mean, a lot of people don't. I mean, they seem annoyed. You ask them a question, they go, oh, you again? What do you want this time? You know, but that's the kiss of death in any business, but a service business especially. Are you kidding me?
Right.
But people get annoyed.
Right. Sometimes you'll get a call after hours and you just say, you know, this person, you know, they, most of the time they apologize for bothering me. And I'm quick to point out, you're not bothering me. This is how I get paid. You know, if you're happy, you keep renewing the policy. So call me anytime that you have a question.
And Mike, that reminds you of someone.
It does?
Me.
Oh, yeah.
No, remember?
You? Yeah. That Dave, you can call him 7 days a week, 24 hours.
I did. I have that offer to my clients, right? Mm. I've told you, too. Is that 24-7. And the people give me the strangest looks. Why would anyone give an offer like that? And I said, listen, you know, most of my clients know I'm a former government tax auditor. I'm a CPA. And I said, what if you are in Sedona? You leave Friday night. You come home Saturday at midnight. And in your mailbox is a letter from the IRS. Do you want to sleep well the rest of the weekend? Or do you want to call me, whether it's midnight, 1 or 2 in the morning, and say, hey, what is this? So, and most often I'll be able to explain it and say, well, that letter, you know, doesn't mean anything. I mean, they all mean something, but you don't have to worry about that now. I already know about that issue, and it's already in the process of being resolved or whatever. And that's what I tell people. And so in 30 years, how many times have I been called 2 in the morning? Let's see who can guess. And you're first.
Over 100.
Okay, we got someone at 100.
I'd say under 5.
Under 5. Dennis goes for 5. Wow, we got the extremes here. Ann is at 100. Dennis is under 5. Mike, you're the decider?
15.
15? Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Dennis, you are quite correct. It's been maybe 2, no more than 3. 2 times. Tell me why you guessed that, because I'm impressed.
Well, the person, they don't want to bother you unless it's really serious.
Yeah.
So they can call you Monday on something that's less serious. They can call you Tuesday when it's office. But if they need reassuring right then, they're going to call you.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, I want to talk to them.
Yeah. I like your style. I like your style. State Farm. Wow. That is very good. Mike, of course, I'm sure you hear from more people than I do at 3 in the morning, but they got to because they're swimming.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. When
I mean, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, a whole different thing. Yeah.
But you don't mind either, though.
No. We're there to help. And that's,
you got
to
be. It's 24-7.
Right. Yep.
Wow, I'm among a...
That's why we give his cell phone number out.
Yeah, I have your cell phone number, and I'm not afraid to use it.
You haven't called me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
No.
But it is interesting. Those little extras really make a difference, gives people security and comfort. I mean, you got to be good at what you do, too, of course. But those little things, it's like... It's a difference between, I believe, and let's throw this out for discussion, then we'll take a break in about a minute. The difference between being selfish and selfless. Let's talk a little bit about that, and then we'll talk more after the break. But who wants to start with that? Being selfish or selfless? Mike.
Wow.
That's a good philosophical one, but it applies in business beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Well, selfish, you're really looking at too narrow of a focus. And no matter how you look at it, whether you're looking at it you know, in terms of being generous or not, or in terms of being a great humanitarian, it's just good business sense to not be selfish, because you're just narrowing your scope. And I forget what Jim Cramer says on Mad Money, but he says, you know, pigs get slaughtered, and that's what you turn yourself into. if you're a selfish kind of person. But
good point, Dennis.
Well, you said it earlier with Zig Ziglar. You give people what they want, and you don't have to be selfish because you'll get what you want.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a good way of being anyway, to be here to fulfill your purpose, give your gifts and talents, and to help people.
Is it a smarter way of being selfish by being selfless and helping other people?
Yeah, it's a matter of spelling, I think. They sound the same almost. Mm. Yeah, I think so. But why don't we take a quick break? Let's give out Dennis's number, 602- 602-996-8811. 602-996-8811. And Mike, what's your number?
Oh, 602-431-2222.
There's no train on that one.
I hear the train.
Oh, there we go.
It's rolling around.
All right.
2222.
Yeah, there we go. And we'll be right back.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe. Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwalk for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the Suwalk because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman, Service Master by Disaster Professionals. And we're having a great discussion right now, something that people don't realize how important it is to know. Number one, you better have insurance. Number two, what is in your insurance policy? And if you don't know, it might be a false sense of security.
Yeah, well, we run into people all the time. They don't know what their insurance policy is. And I don't know mine half the time either, but it's good to kind of remind yourself. And I don't know, do you have advice for people, Dennis, as far as, what they should do?
Well, we've all invited people into our offices for review, and I think there's some reluctance because they think we want to sell them something else. And but it's time well spent. 10 or 15 minutes finding out what your policy. How about this? What is my policy? What doesn't my policy cover? Forget about what it covers.
Yeah.
What doesn't it cover? And give me three or four examples.
And deductible issues. I mean, there's a lot of things you can talk about that overall could be economically, to your advantage, maybe not, or increasing the deductible, reducing it if there's higher risk in certain areas. So You know, it just totally makes sense. Maybe there's a, you know, people just are sort of short-term thinkers, short-sighted, immediate gratification, so they work hard, they want to go home at night, and whatever they do, you know, watch TV. But maybe there's another way, you know, to get people out there that are interested. Maybe combine it with, what would you say, Mike? Maybe let's think creatively.
To invite, to combine an insurance review with...
Something else.
Okay.
A magic show. I don't know. Something that would get people out there. Because you're right. I mean, by on its surface, people... Well, let me ask you this, Dennis. Do people think it's sort of a necessary evil? Like, I come up with that. Like, why do I have to do a tax return? Because you'll go to jail? No. You know, but it's a necessary evil. It's like... They, you know, well, like, well, you got to do a tax return. There's really not a whole lot of benefit to it except, you know, keep you in compliance, and that's what you have to do if you want to live in America.
Many people that own a car or own a home have a mortgage or a lien holder. So they're kind of, you know, forced into protecting the asset that isn't totally theirs.
Yeah.
And so they try to find a way to make it affordable for them and still cover their obligation to the lender.
Here's a question that I think people are confused about, perhaps. Arizona, it's a state law. You have to have insurance, correct?
You have to have insurance or a financial responsibility. It's a financial responsibility state. So you could... Nobody does it. You could post a bond for your financial responsibility up to the state minimums, but nobody does that. So if you drive a car, you should have liability insurance.
And if you don't, your license could be suspended, and or have you seen that at all?
The police have many more important things to do than to worry about whether you have a license, but you can be subject to losing your license if you don't have insurance, your car.
Wow.
So it's the law, so you're supposed to have it.
Well, what if you don't have a license and you don't have insurance and you get into a wreck and it's your fault?
Well, then the courts are going to take care of you
the
best way they can.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's a pretty serious situation.
Yes.
So, Dennis, what do you see the difference between the minimum insurance required and what the insurance that people should have typically?
Well, the state minimum is very inadequate for any kind of an accident. It's 15,000 bodily injury liability per person, 30,000 per accident, and 10,000 property damage. The real travesty is in the property damage, in my opinion. $10,000 won't fix a car. So if you had the state minimum, caused an accident, your insurance company is going to write a check for $10,000, and then you're going to be on the hook for the rest.
Wow.
That's not good.
So you have to be prepared to cover your car plus anyone else's car if you get into an accident.
Your car is covered by comp and collision with a deductible or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person's car is covered by the third item in your liability, 15, 30, 10, 10, you know, and everyone should have at least 50 and perhaps 100,000 in the property damage end of their policy, in my opinion.
Now, here's another question someone asked me to ask you is when you have a permit, you don't need insurance. You're covered under
your parent's policy.
Yeah.
The owner of the car, his policy covers anyone he gives permission to drive.
Okay. Keyword is permission, I suspect. Now, if this person, is there an age limit how long you can have a permit that you know of?
I think you can get it at 15 and a half. And
is there an upper range?
I don't know that.
Yeah. I was curious about that. Now, if someone has a permit, they're automatically covered, like you said, if the parents or whatever has insurance. If that person gets a permit, and then, I mean, has a permit, and then immediately, let's say, not immediately, but after a while, they get a license. At that point, do they have to have insurance once they get the license? Because you're not automatically covered under the parents anymore.
If you are residing in a household with a parent who has a license and the car that you're driving, then you need to visit with your insurance agent to see what discounts and what the risk represents to the insurance company. It can be if you have 9 cars and 3 drivers, that's different than if you have 1 car and 3 drivers. So yeah. That's where the visiting with your insurance agent is important.
Yeah, well, I know that's happened to me. I mean, over the years, I've accumulated things. You buy a house, you buy a bigger house, all of a sudden your teenagers have cars and all that. And I know that's – I think I bought some land, and my insurance agent advised me about the umbrella policy. And actually she was pretty firm about it, and I'm glad she was, you know, and it wasn't – I don't think you should be looking at your insurance – well, you should be looking at your insurance not as something that's forced on you, but insurance is your friend. It really is. And the other thing is you should be looking at your agent as someone that's there to help you take advantage of something that really you should have, because there's a difference between the minimum and what you really should have.
You have a great guest on your show.
I'm the star of the show.
The star of the show.
He is a star.
Yeah, he's. I need more like you.
Yeah, well, no, I see it all the time. People are underinsured in their homes and condos, especially condos. I mean, you've got the homeowner's insurance, you got the HOA insurance, and, you know, anything else, and there's a lot of gray areas. And you've really got to make sure, you know, people need to take responsibility for themselves. And that's one good way of doing that, is to make sure you're covered.
At least 47% of us.
Right. Yeah.
Kidding.
Okay. Come on. Your name Mitch or not me?
Okay. I thought that was funny. Tom, come on. 47% of us. All right.
I thought you were.
So, who's going to watch the debate tomorrow, by the way? No one?
Sure.
I think that's going to be interesting, right? Big debate. 50 to 60 hard. Million.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. There would be another 50 or 60 minute, but million. But
I'd like to see 40%. The vice president's debate. I'd like to see the vice president's
debate. Yeah, that's coming up, too. That'll be a good one. I think that'll be a good one, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look at it as sport. I'm going to put it on our sports show.
It's not comedy.
It's entertainment.
It is. It's one of the best entertainment I think you can find, I believe. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. They say they prep more, Obama and Romney, more than any president's ever prepped for a debate. Both of them.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's got to be a lot. Yeah, geez. Well, Bill Clinton prepped for 3 months for his speech at the convention.
It was a good speech.
Yeah, it was.
I liked it a lot, actually. So, anyway, wow, we only have 2 minutes left. This time flew by. Dennis, how do they get in touch with you? We gave out your number, but let's a little bit more contact information.
Well, we're at 5310 East Shea. And we can, you can come to our office or we can handle over the phone.
Very good.
And my staff, Judy and Terry in my office, are both licensed and they have 20 years combined experience.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's good experience collectively. I like it. And the number 602-996-8811.
Mm. That's the one.
I like that.
And Ann, you've been in their office, right?
Several times.
Let's see, I have any comments?
They're great people, very knowledgeable, help mm-hmm. you anytime you need it.
Wow, and those two young ladies, they're just super.
Yes, they are.
That is very good. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you. Nice seeing
you again. Mike, your number, I love it. Here we go. Here's the train coming up.
Okay. 602-431-2222.
All right, no sound effects on that one, Tommy.
2-2-2-2.
Yeah, we'll keep saying it, even next show. All right, so thank you. There we go. Thank you all, and stay tuned for The Bottom Line, starring Mitch Spean, up at 3. We'll be right back.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwak for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the Suwak because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl.com.